And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 14th of September, 2017. It was on this date, 1741, George Frideric Handel completed the Messiah Oratorio. His librettist, Charles Jennens, had finished the text in July, gave it to Handel. Handel worked at a furious pace, composed from morning to night, and finished it. Messiah, which tells the story of Jesus' birth, death, and resurrection, originally written for the Easter season, debuted in Dublin at a charity concert the following April. There was a full house. 700 people came to hear it, and to make room for all of them, the gentlemen were asked to leave their swords at home and ladies to remove the hoops from their skirts. Messiah became one of Handel's favorite works for the rest of his life. Mozart supervised a new arrangement in 1789 and was reluctant to change anything about it. It's the birthday of Margaret Sanger, born Corning, New York, 1879, the woman who coined the term birth control and who founded Planned Parenthood. She was born into a working-class Irish family. Mother died at the age of 50 after 18 pregnancies. Margaret became a nurse, worked in the maternity ward on the Lower East Side. Many of her patients, poor, many of them ended up in the hospital from self-induced abortions. At a time when contraceptives were illegal in this country, it was illegal even to send information about them through the mails. Margaret Sanger wrote a series of articles called What Every Girl Should Know. Went to Europe, observed birth control clinics, opened one in the Brownsville neighborhood of Brooklyn in 1916. 9 days later, the police closed it down, arrested Margaret Sanger, who spent a month in jail. She founded the American Birth Control League, which became Planned Parenthood, and she funded research to create a contraceptive pill. It's the birthday of the novelist Ivan Klima, born in Prague, 1931, author of Waiting for Dark, Waiting for Light, and Love and Garbage, and his play The Castle. And it's the birthday of the essayist Barbara Harrison, born Barbara Grizzuti in Brooklyn, 1934. She grew up Jehovah's Witness, went to live at the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society in Brooklyn Heights. And in 1978, she came out with a memoir, Visions of Glory, A History and a Memory of Jehovah's Witnesses, author of other books of essays, including Off-Center and The Astonishing World. She died in 2002. Here's a poem for today by Patrick Phillips, Elegy for a Broken Machine. My father was trying to fix something, and I sat there, just watching, like I used to, whenever something went wrong. I kept asking where he'd been, until he put down a wrench and said, "Listen, dying's just something that happens sometimes." Who knows where that kind of dream comes from, why some things vanish and some just keep going forever. Like that look on his face when he'd stare off at something I could never make out in the murky garage, his ear pressed to whatever it was that had died, his eyes listening for something so deep inside it. I thought even the silence, if you listened, meant something. Elegy for a Broken Machine, a poem by Patrick Phillips, from a book entitled Elegy for a Broken Machine, published by Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.